IGU board chairwoman Pam Troop says there's a lot to like about the Siemens government technology proposal, but she says it all comes down to helping the IGU
get cheap gas real soon so we can get conversions immediately and start building.
Siemens proposes to bring natural gas to Fairbanks from a plant it would build near Wasilla by the end of next year at a price that's about the equivalent of $2 per gallon heating oil, the price point IGU officials say it must attain to attract enough customers to convert from oil to gas heat to make the project viable.
And the other thing that I think is really, really attractive about Siemens is bringing in other users, big users, possibly military, hospital, university.
The Siemens team pitching the proposal said in addition to developing gas projects, the company has marketing expertise to help IGU promote conversion to gas. And they said it also has experience working with the federal government and Native American organizations. Troop says the Siemens plan would enable the IGU to avoid cost overruns it may encounter in buying and refurbishing the aging Pentex Alaska gas liquefaction plant at Port McKenzie that the IGU plans to buy from the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority.
Any cost overruns have to be absorbed by us. Therefore, they will affect the price of the gas at the end of the day. And I have a huge concern about that. I also have a huge concern about us running a plant that's 300 miles away.
The Siemens plant would be built in increments based on demand on land owned by Knik Atnu, a local Alaska Native village corporation that Siemens is partnering with on the project. Using that facility would save IGU from having to incur bond debt to expand the Pentex plant to meet future demand. Instead, it would become the backup for the Siemens facility. Troop also likes Siemens' plan to use Alaska Railroad cars to transport gas instead of the trucks that Pentex uses to deliver to its subsidiary, Fairbanks Natural Gas.
And I also am concerned about having a lot of trucks on the highway to serve all the customers that we're supposed to be getting. I would much rather that gas be on the railroad.
The Siemens officials declined to comment for this story and referred queries to their corporate headquarters. Troop says her concerns over the proposal include Siemens' projections that show the natural gas retail price rising over the next several years to a level that's higher than the $2 a gallon heating oil equivalent. But overall, she's inclined to support the proposal, and she says some of her fellow board members are too. All had questions at Tuesday's meetings, mainly from Jack Wilbur, Mike Meeks, and Steve Hagenson. And so did Gary Wilkin, a former state lawmaker from Fairbanks who now sits on the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority Board of Directors. ADA's board also would have to approve Siemens' proposal. Wilkin says it would have to offer the certainty of bringing in gas at the lowest price possible, as he says ADA's plan does.
The Siemens challenge is to bring the certainty that we have with our other proposal to the table to decide whether it is indeed a viable one.
Wilkin says he and the other ADA board members haven't had a chance to fully review Siemens' proposal. He says ADA officials will do that and will be especially mindful of its impact on keeping prices low for IGU customers.
Our focus is the family on Badger Road, the meter price, and everything else you want to talk about is just detail.
Troop says the IGU board must decide whether to accept Siemens' proposal by May 29th, when the board is scheduled to vote on going ahead with the $58.2 million Pentex purchase. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.